Hare Krishna. I have a question from Gornitai Das, and it has some quotes which I won't repeat, but basically his question is about Lord Buddha and specifically about Srila Prabhupada's terminology in relationship to Lord Buddha. In one place, the reference here is that Srila Prabhupada says that the followers of Buddha cannot be accepted, that the Buddhists can't be accepted as being devotees, or their devotion as being, or their following as being devotional service. Yet, at another place, Srila Prabhupada says that by tricking them, these people became devotees of Lord Buddha. So, how is it possible? Are they devotees? Are they not devotees? And my answer here is that it requires a little intelligence to really see Srila Prabhupada's statements in perspective. It's important because there are similar statements in Shastra, elsewhere in Shastra, and devotees, especially old devotees, should be able to figure these things out for themselves. So, what's a devotee? A devotee is somebody who wants to please the Supreme Lord. A pure devotee just wants to please Krishna so that Krishna is happy. And a motivated devotee has some particular goal in mind. But in either case, they accept the existence of the Supreme Lord. They have faith in him of some sorts, differing types of faith, and they are engaging in authorized activities for whatever end that they want. That's what a devotee is. That's what devotion is. Now, when you have someone who's dedicated to or following, for instance, and then Srila Prabhupada says, even the demigods, well, they can't be counted as devotees either. They're followers, although you'll find many places that Prabhupada uses the term devotees of demigods. They're not real bhaktas, because unless they happen to be following the demigods as devotees and are devoted to them, just like in many of our Gaudiya temples or in places of worship, we have Lord Shiva, who's worshipped in Vrindavan, Gopeshwar, as Gopeshwar, as the controller of the gopis. So, actually, really, he's the servant of the real controller of the gopis, but that's who he's called. So then you're talking about someone who's a devotee of a devotee, but not someone who's and who's aware of the fact that this person is a devotee. When that knowledge is not there, then it doesn't work. So there are these statements. And in light of these statements, therefore, and in light of those definitions, therefore we should see, well, what does Prabhupada mean when they say they become a devotee of Buddha? It means that they are a follower. Here the word devotee really means that they're a follower. And by following Buddha, even though they're atheists, they deny the existence of God, they think that Buddha is some self-realized soul, or some higher being, but they don't accept that he's the Supreme Lord either, they get agyata sukriti. and that Agyata Sukriti will at some point in the future allow them to advance further in spiritual life. That's all. Now there are, and as I mentioned, there are other statements in Shastra which also devotees sometimes bring up. Well, here someone, something appears to be contradictory. There's nothing contradictory, it's just a matter of how we understand. For instance, in Bhagavatam, there will be statements that on their face value appear to be impersonal and appear to be talking about, for instance, the gopis' minds merging into Krishna in the way that rivers merge into the ocean. And there are a few other such references. So is this a reason to become confused? Well, absolutely not, because Srimad Bhagavatam is so clear about Krishna's to Bhagavan Swayam, about the original form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavan iti sabdate. Therefore, if the direct meaning that's being presented here contradicts all the other systematic, organized statements of the Bhagavatam, then the indirect meaning should be resorted to. And Srila Prabhupada explains that also in his books. So when the direct meaning contradicts the general Siddhanta, then you accept the indirect meaning. And similarly, in regards to the statement of devotees of the Lord Buddha, it simply means that they are followers of Buddha. That's all.